is Jim Moran with Art Podell, who are the guest hosts on Mary Catherine Alden's Alive and Picking. I thought I heard your voice in there, Art.
I thought I heard my voice in there, too. The new Christy Minstrel version of Beautiful City snuck in there.
It was welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Anyway, this is Art Podell, formerly of Art and Paul. Hi, Paul, if you're listening, and formerly of the new Christy Minstrels. Hi, all the rest of you guys, if you're listening. That was Beautiful City, the new Christy Minstrels from our Christmas album, which arguably, I think, may be one of our best albums. It certainly scored well among our fans and the general public. That was Beautiful City, and I was going to follow it with another version of Beautiful City by a good friend, Peter Yarrow.
Of Peter, Paul, and Mary, right?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
There you go.
Whom I met in Greenwich Village when we were both fledgling folk singers at the Café Wa.
Who I might have met once or twice.
And who Mary Catherine may have met once or twice. And but this is Beautiful City, Peter Yarrow. That was Peter Yarrow.
Of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and that was Beautiful City, also known as 12 Gates to the City. There are some wonderful versions of that out there, and that's one of the best. It's the most bluesy version of the song I think I've ever heard. The Weavers were able to put a kind of a blues tinge on it as well.
And who better to follow Peter Yarrow but his good buddy, Noel or Paul Stuckey, another denizen of the Café Wa during those days when we were all clowning around in the village. Here is Paul Stuckey doing Christmas Dinner from Peter, Paul, and Mary's first children's album, Peter, Paul, and Mommy. After that, we're going to play another new Christy Minstrel recording, and that's Christmas Wishes, an original song written by Randy Sparks and myself. This particular song ended up being the title song of Ann Murray's Christmas album, and one of my favorite songs that I had a hand in. After Christmas Wishes, we're going to jump to the Clancy Brothers. This is an album that they did without Tommy Makem, and it's a rouser, it's lots of fun, and it's in, actually it's not in English, it's the Gaelic version of Jingle Bells. So first Noel Stuckey, after that the New Christy Minstrels, Christmas Wishes, and after that the Clancy Brothers.
And it came to pass on a Christmas evening, while all the doors were shut tight, outside standing lonely boy child, cold and shivering in the night. On this street, every window save but one was gleaming bright, and to this window walked the boy child, peeking in soft candlelight. Through other windows he had looked at turkeys, ducks and geese and cherry pies, but through this window saw a gray-haired lady, table bare and tears in her eyes. Into his coat reached boy child, knowing well there was little there. He took from his pocket his own Christmas dinner, a bit of cheese, some bread to share. His outstretched hands held the food and they trembled as the door it opened wide. Said he, would you share with me Christmas dinner? And gently said she, come inside. The gray-haired lady brought forth to the table glasses too, their last drop of wine. Said she, here's a toast to everyone's Christmas, and especially yours and mine. And it came to pass on that Christmas evening, while all the doors were shut tight, that in that town the happiest Christmas was shared by candlelight.
If I had my way this Christmas, if all I would wish could be, of all the great wishes in a wonderful world, I'd only ask for three. And if I could have three wishes, and if my first wish came true, there'd be peace on earth, goodwill among men and love in all that we do. Can you imagine a world like that? What a wonderful world it would be. And then I would wish it could go on forever for people like you and me. If I had my way this Christmas, and if both the others came true, my third wish would be for now and forever to share all my wishes with you.
Sleigh. Oh, the fiends we go, a laughing all the way. Bells and puppets we make his spirits bright. All that man is to ride, I want a sleigh tonight.
Hey! Hey!
Sure love that Gaelic.
I do, too. That's the Clancys for you, though, rapscallions that they are.
The first song I ever heard the Clancys sing was at the Blue Angel in Greenwich Village. The stage lights went down, then the stage lights came up, and they were standing in silhouette, and their first number was Havana Gila.
They pulled that one a couple of times. That last set concluded with the Clancy Brothers doing... a Celtic version of Jingle Bells with the English translation. And that was preceded by the New Christy Minstrels doing Christmas Wishes, which was written by the founder of the group, Randy Sparks, and the man sitting to my right, Art Podell. And that was preceded by Noel Paul Stuckey, whose name, by the way, does mean Christmas in French. Noel Paul Stuckey doing Christmas Dinner.
What a nice observation from a professor.
But we all knew that, right?
Right.
We observed at the head of the beginning of the hour, at the start of the show, that we were missing the company of our two good friends, Joe Frazier of the Chapmanster Trio and George Grove of the Kingston Trio. But in keeping with the spirit of Christmas and A Christmas Carol and Ghosts of Christmas Past, Present, and Future, we feel that the spirit of George Grove is with us. George, are you there?
The Kingston Trio has recorded three Christmas albums in our 54-year history. The first, recorded in 1959, is entitled Last Month of the Year and featured the original three members of the group, Bob Shane, Dave Gard, and Nick Reynolds. Although the album didn't sell well initially, it has remained a favorite of fans throughout the years, possibly because of its eclectic nature. The Kingston Trio never performed a Christmas concert until 2002. Since then, we've performed many of them, initially drawing entirely from the music on Last Month of the Year. In 2006, the current Kingston Trio, Bill Zorn, Rick Doherty, and myself, recorded the Christmas concert, not necessarily in order to turn it into a CD, but just because we needed an archive of our arrangements so we could remember them from year to year. But the recording turned out so good that we decided to turn it into a CD, and it has been a big seller. 1 year later, we were asked to record a soundtrack for a PBS special, which showed Christmas customs in German towns along the Rhine River. Again, that recording turned out so good that we decided to issue it as a CD. Some of the music on this CD is traditional, like Silent Night, Deck the Halls, and Good King Wenceslas. But some of it is music of a rarely heard nature, like Foom 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 and Masters in the Hall. And that, dear listeners, is the story of Christmas recordings from the Kingston Trio.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st its telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a goodly hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we fare the river. Page and Marlick, forth they went together, through the rude winds, wild lament, and the bitter weather. Sire, the night is darkened now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage, freeze thy blood that's cold thee. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod, where the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourself find blessing.
On December 5 and 20, boom, boom, boom. On December 5 and 20, boom, boom, boom. A babe for us to love came down this night, this blessed night, of a maiden pure and holy, in a stable mean and lowly, boom, boom, boom. On December 5 and 20, boom, boom, boom. On December 5 and 20, boom, boom, boom. Little birds from out the wood fly to the child, the infant child. Keep him warm in winter weather, fill the manger with sweet feathers, boom, boom, boom. Tiny stars look down from heaven, boom, boom, boom. Tiny stars look down from heaven, boom, boom, boom. If you hear the baby sigh, don't let him cry, don't let him cry. Now we sing the holy story, bright in all the sky with glory. Boom, boom, boom.
Deck the Halls began as a vocal track only, a cappella. When we listened to the recording, We thought that it needed just a little bit more punch in order to be the closing track of the CD. So I went back to the studio and created an instrumental motif, recording it on one six-string guitar, one tenor guitar, and one banjo. We laid that in at the beginning and end of the song, and between verses, ending up with a traditional Christmas song with folk punch. That isn't really a term of official musical designation, but I invented it, so I'm going with it.
Was the Kingston Trio with our good friend George Grove, along with his partners Bill Zorn and Rick Doherty, doing George's arrangement of Deck the Halls. That was preceded by the Kingston Trio with George doing Carol of the Bells, the first time I've ever heard that done on a banjo. A European carol called Fum Fum Fum, and Good King Wenceslas, all by the Kingston Trio, that's modern incarnation, featuring our friend George.
Hi, George. Hi, George.
A shout out to George from all of us here in the studio.
Speaking of Carol of the Bells, we happen to have had here in the studio a copy of a version of Carol of the Bells by probably one of the most unique instrumentalists in, I wouldn't even say the folk world, but in the musician world. If anybody here has ever seen a harp guitar, it's got six strings like a regular guitar, and then on the top it's got another five strings, and then down and below it's got another eight strings. I've never counted them. The amazing thing about it is it's all played by one person who's only got five fingers on each hand. The fellow we're talking about is John Doane, probably, in my estimation, of the people I've heard, one of the finest stringed instrument players I've ever heard. This was from a concert that I attended. Actually, I was part of it, but this is John Doane's segment, and John Doane playing Carol of the Bells on the harp guitar.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's John Doane.
That was John Doane playing Carol of the Bells on the harp guitar.
And this is Jim Moran of the blog Comparative Video 101 with my partner for the morning, Art Podell of Art and Paul and formerly of the New Christie Minstrels. You know, I'm going to mention, I'm also in a folk group called the Chilly Winds. We just never had any hit records like you guys did.
Well, you're also in another major folk group. That was the concert that we did up in Big Bear for Joe Frazier's church.
The Big Bear Folk Ensemble.
The Big Bear Folk Ensemble.
Absolutely. This is, and so we're concluding our first hour here of our special Christmas show. We're the guest hosts on Mary Catherine Alden's regular program, Alive and Picking. And following the calendar and some other public service announcements, Art and I will be back with another thrilling, exciting, eclectic, interesting, and highly unusual
and
program.
Spiritually elevating. Also.
Absolutely. Folk music for Christmas.
And we're broadcasting live throughout L.A. County, down to San Diego and up to Santa Barbara, as well as worldwide at kpfk.org. You're listening to Alive and Picking, and you're listening to it on KPFK, Los Angeles, listener-supported Pacifica Radio for all of Southern California. I'll be right back with the calendar in just a moment.